In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys, as we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
The time is certainly now, and I am so looking for having this interview together, this conversation with our guest tonight, who is calling from another part of the world. Actually, she's from one part of the world. She's calling from another part of the world. She's soon will be speaking in another part of the world, and I'm in another part of the world altogether. And here we are encompassing what I believe part of what Life Changes is all about, that as we're changing and we're sharing our changes with the world, it is getting more and more exciting every day, because more and more people are asking for this information, and they are finding us, we are finding them, and we are finding more information ourselves. And so happy to be sharing it in this time with all of you. Let me share a little bit about our guest. She is Dame Mabel Katz, and she is an internationally acclaimed speaker, author, seminar leader. She is recognized as a leading authority on Ho'oponopono, an ancient Hawaiian art and practice of problem solving for achieving peace, clarity of purpose, and living more effectively. Studying and traveling with Master Teacher Dr. Ihaliakala Hugh Len for over a decade, Mabel crafted a series of keynotes, talks, and seminars for businesses and individuals. These bring companies closer to their potential and give people an edge at work and in life. The newest addition to these series is her unique seminars for children and parents. Mabel's presentations also focus on practical ways for reaching what she calls zero frequency, a state where we are free of restrictive memories and limiting self-talk. That sounds interesting. From the clarity of zero, outstanding solutions become apparent and excellent choices can be made. Mabel's unique presentations reach people's cores, their souls, giving them tools to create lasting results. Many have said Mabel has changed their lives forever. Well, I am looking for my life to change forever after this beautiful conversation with Mabel, coming right here on Life Changes with Filippo right after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWay's ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWay's ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. An ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWay's water systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IONWAY's water systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, this is Filippo, and Filippo from many, many years ago, when I was just a child, used to say things that were considered controversial or inappropriate, or one might even say politically incorrect, because I seem to have been missing a filter, which my father taught me to have by spanking me every time I said something that he felt was not appropriate to be shared. For example, I would be sitting in church growing up Catholic, and I would listen to what was being preached and what the audience or the congregation was saying about how horrible it was that Jesus was killed and those people shouldn't have done that. And they wouldn't have. And I thought to myself, who are these people kidding? I think most of the people in this congregation would kill Jesus if he showed up today. Because just like people then might not have recognized him, maybe they wouldn't recognize him or somebody like him now. And so they would either kill him or do something to him just like then. Who are we, who are they, to say that they wouldn't kill Jesus today? Well, this morning I woke up too early. And since I'm in California, I thought this would give me an opportunity to talk to some friend back east who is on a earlier time zone. And so that way I would be able to speak to him. Now, since it was so early for me, I guess my filter wasn't on because it was so early in the morning. And I was speaking to a friend, and this in the conversation, we were talking about people that are out there that have that are authority figures and that are out there doing things to the world or in the world to people, killing people, creating wars, creating all kinds of havoc on other people. And in this conversation, I had a realization, and without the filter, I said, you know, I don't know if I can judge those people that quote-unquote presently have the authority or the power or the money, because I know plenty of people without that kind of authority and without that kind of money who are creating havoc in their families and in their circle of friends, and in some ways enslaving their friends and their family. And frankly, if some of those people had the power and the money and the ability to create that kind of havoc in the world, I'm sure they would probably do the same. And after I said it, I was quiet and my friend was quiet, and I couldn't believe I actually had said that out loud. And I realized that I had spoken truth. And then, getting prepared hours later for our guest tonight, I had read her bio over and over, but I had not read a different bio that I just saw just a little while ago. And in it, it said, our guest, Mabel, is also known for her work in support of world peace. And she has spoken to influential government bodies and presented at the United Nations and addressed multicultural audiences worldwide. Of course, I knew she was an expert in Ho'oponopono, and this all ties in And there's, I think, at this point, nobody better to address what I just said without a filter than our guest, Mabel Katz. Thank you, or I should say Dame Mabel Katz. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Filippo. I really enjoy listening to you. And I have to tell you something that happened. Can you hear me okay? I want to be sure.
I hear you perfectly.
Okay, good. I just want to share something that I think it will answer your question. First, I want to you to know that I'm very happy I'm talking to an out-of-the-box child. Yes? Because I think that's what we need to do. We have to get out of the box. Yes? We have to dare to be different, to think different. So I want to share with you, I took a group of people around Israel in December. And when we went to the Holocaust Museum, I waited for them outside. I mean, I went with them and everything, yes, but I do my cleaning, like we talk in Ho'oponopono, we clean, we erase memories. And I kind of go through the museum kind of fast, yes, doing my work. And I waited for the group outside. And the realization that I had, Filippo, waiting for the group, was that there was much more to clean and erase outside of that museum than with all those stories. Because that is happening right now. Mm. Yes? Many, many places in the world still happening, and we are not doing anything. Mm. Yes? So I'm thinking that I definitely am an advocate of peace. And in Ho'oponopono, we talk about 100% responsibility. So even when I talk to the Israeli people, when I give the seminars in Israel, I tell them that we need to take responsibility. What is it in us that attracts the hate? We need to forgive. We cannot put people in boxes and say they will never change, or there is nobody to talk to. Yes?
Yes, yes.
So it is about 100% responsibility. It is about forgiving and erasing whatever is in us. If we don't take responsibility, there is no way we are going to achieve peace.
I am being very afraid because I my filter being down, I'm about to say something else that
go.
I'm so looking forward to meeting you actually in a couple months when you come to Los Angeles.
I'll be in Los Angeles in 2 days. I live there.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought you were just coming for the event that you're doing. Oh, okay.
No. What happened is I travel so much that I'm not that much in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay, right.
That's where my home is.
Okay, so in working with some groups sometimes, I jokingly say, and I jokingly use the word, the F word, and to say, forget about world peace. You can't even have peace within your heart, within your family, within your friend group, and you're worried about making world peace. Go back to the basics.
Well, but the basics is that when you are at peace, the world will be at peace. We are waiting for something to change outside.
Right.
When there is nobody outside, yes? So why we are here, and we chose to be here, and it's a privilege to be here, is to correct errors. That's what Ho'oponopono means. How to correct an error. We all came to make amends. And our neighbors, the people that we have problems with, are in our life to give us that chance to make amends, to repair.
Actually, this is so important. I'd want to be able to dedicate some time to what Ho'oponopono actually is, the meaning behind it, and how we could actually live it. And so if you could share with that when we come back, sure. I'd like to start with that as we are talking with Dame Mabel Katz here on Life Changes with Filippo.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeitel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
We are speaking with Dame Mabel Katz, and she is indeed an exceptional woman of international stature with universal appeal. She has authored several books, including one for children, and her works have been published in nearly 20 languages. So, with that, I know that Ho'oponopono is one of the ways that you got started into this work with master teacher Dr. Ihaliakalahu Len. And so please tell us about that. What is that?
So Ho'oponopono, as I said before, it's a Hawaiian word that means how to correct an error. And Ho'oponopono is like we call it an art, a very ancient Hawaiian art of problem solving. Ho'oponopono teaches that there is nobody out there. It's just us and our memories. So, for example, if I have a problem with somebody, it's not the other person, it's not me, it's just the memories playing. So sometimes we talk about turning on the light, you know, like turn a light switch, because I do it for me. But when I turn on the light, it turns on for everybody, including my family, relatives, and ancestors. Because a lot of our problems come from our ancestors, but we are not conscious. We don't know. We don't have all the information. Mm. Yes? So everything that we correct, it gets corrected, you know, all the way to our ancestors. But we also can change the future generations, because they don't have to play that memory anymore. Mm. You know, when you say, for example, in my family there is diabetes, I'm going to have diabetes.
Mm.
Okay, so you can stop that now, because that is a belief, yes?
Mm.
We decided to believe that, that if your family has it, then you are going to have it. So, again, when we do this cleaning, in Ho'oponopono, this erasing of these memories, we don't do it with the expectation that I will not have the diabetes or that it will be lighter. What I'm saying is I could be at peace even if I get the diabetes, yes?
Mm.
So when we do Ho'oponopono, we do it to be at peace no matter what is going on around us. We don't do it with any expectation like, how do I get the house? How do I get the job, the relationship? I do it just to be at peace. And what happens is when you are at peace, things just come to you. You are like an open channel. You are giving permission to be guided, to be protected. It's also a way of going back to the present that we are never in the present. That's the biggest problem we have. We are never present. Mm. We are always playing our old memories. Yes, we are going always to the past to review. Yes, or we are worried about the future. How am I going to pay the rent even a month from now? And so the whole month I worry. And the problem is not the problem. The problem is not how I will pay the rent. The problem is that I react to that, that I worry, that I think. The worst thing we can do is think. Because then you are telling God or the universe that you know, and you are going to resolve it.
Mabel, I am familiar with Ho'oponopono, and the way I'm familiar with it was what you were describing originally about clearing our beliefs, being in the moment. But I never applied it in my mind to what you just said about, for example, worrying about something coming up, like a paying of the rent. How does Ho'oponopono bring you present to not worry about that?
Okay. So, for example, the worry is a memory. Yes, it's even, I would call it an addiction. Yes, even addictions can be erased. We are addicted to thinking. We are addicted to worry. So I notice that I'm worried. I notice that I'm in the future. Yes. So I come back to the present just by saying thank you to my worry, or I love you to my worry. I let go. So I let go of my reaction to that I have to pay the rent, or my reaction that I'm sick, or that I've been given a diagnosis, yes, or that I lost my job. So because my job is to stay in the present moment, I do not have any problems. I'm not lacking anything in the present. And the next moment, it depends on the choices that I make. If I choose to let go, or I choose to worry, or I choose to react or talk about it, it is different.
And how we choose to react or think about it, it will create the next moment.
Exactly. So you are attracting more memories, more problems. What you want is to be able to let go and give permission to a part of you that knows better, that knows where that money is going to come from. You're giving permission. See, we have a part of us that has all the solutions to our problems, that has all the answers to our questions, but we are always listening to this other side, the intellect, the memories, the things that we know. So in Ho'oponopono, it's kind of inviting you to trust a part of you that knows, but you cannot explain it. You cannot see it. You cannot touch it. You understand what I mean? It's the unknown. But in the unknown is where all the solutions to our problems are. We are always looking in the wrong places.
You know, it's interesting. You're reminding me of things that I haven't thought about in a long time, and ironically, these are memories. But they were things that were taught out of me. I remember, and now talking to you, they're coming back. So I remember, for example, as a child, I would have certain experiences and not know how I would live through them, or in the drama of a child, you know, everything can be overly dramatic. And years later, I reflected on how when that happened, that person got out of school late. And because they got out of school late, they saw me lying there in the ditch. I'm making something up right now.
But, sure.
And they helped me. And here I am. And then the next year when this happened, my father happened to be driving by and he saw me fall and he helped me. And then every time something bad happened, something good happened, or somebody just came out of the blue. And I wondered if that's how my life could ever always be.
Yes, it's like when you are open to the help, yes? When you do not worry, when you do not think, it's like the solution comes. Sometimes you receive things by gifts. You know, suddenly somebody calls you and presents you with a gift, the car that you needed, I don't know, the money that you needed to pay the rent. We have to be open to those things because those things happen, could happen. The things that, you know, sometimes I tell people, if you didn't get fired, you didn't leave and you were in the wrong place. So right. you have to get fired. But now, if you trust, another door will open that will be the best job for you. Maybe you will even make more money and you will love it more. So that's what we need to do, to know that every time something happens to us, we have that free choice. And it's a 1 second choice. Am I going to worry? Am I going to react? Or I'm going to let go and I'm going to trust that everything happens for a reason. See, when we are children, we know, but then we decide to close because it's not okay. Mm. I'm gonna give you an example. So I teach the things during the seminars, yes? Mm-hmm. So a couple of years ago in Mexico, a young lady raised her hand and she says, Mabel, you know, this is the way I live my life, but my parents tell me that I am irresponsible.
Mm.
And she started crying.
Mm.
So I look at all the adults, mostly in my class, yes? and I said, do you see what we do?
Mm.
Because we think we know.
Mm.
So, you know, Filippo, when we think we are being very irresponsible and arrogant because we think we know. We don't know anything.
Mm.
For example, talking about peace, do you think intellects will bring peace on earth? Intellects know how to create wars. They don't know how to bring peace. So the solution to all our problems and the solution, you know, how to bring peace on earth, it has to come from another part of us. It's that connection that we have to, I call it God, but it could be spiritual intelligence, universal intelligence, because that is the part in us that has the solution. But we keep listening to the intellect, thinking that we know and we are going to resolve it.
You know, I've shared with people, I understand. I understand both sides, and I know you do too, because
sure.
we're human, and we've been trained or conditioned, or maybe it's on purpose or by accident to think a certain way, and I understand that certain people think that this is just pie in the sky fantasy dreaming.
Yeah, but look, I was an accountant, Filippo. I used to be a tax specialist in Los Angeles. and you know, my both sides of the brain work very well. I'm still a very intellectual person. I don't know how much you know about Argentinians, but we are very high educated people.
Mm-hmm.
And we really think we know. I'm sure you know Jewish people, yes? So we think, you know, that we definitely know. I have all, listen, an accountant. When you have seen an accountant that doesn't know? And I'm Virgo, you know, astrologically, I mean, I'm perfect.
So if you believe in this.
listen, when I used to be Argentinian, Virgo, accountant, I was very unhappy. I was a very unhappy person. That's what it brought me to my change, my search. You know, my oldest son talked to me the way I used to talk to him, with that anger. Mm. I was always angry. I was always resentful. I was always frustrated because I was looking for happiness and peace in the wrong places.
Mm.
I thought there were other people that had to make me happy, you know? Or if I had to change so that I would be happy. I thought I had to live in a certain kind of house to be happy or drive certain kind of car.
Mm.
I got tired of looking for happiness in the wrong places. I didn't want, when I noticed that my son learned from me, because, you know, they learn by our example.
Right.
No, they observe us. They don't listen to us. I told myself, Mabel, you have to do something. And that's when I started my search.
Wow.
And 12 years with Ihaleakala made me more humble, made me more of a little girl. And because I realized that I didn't know as much as I thought I did.
Mm. There are certainly more and more things to know. And we will probably not know it all in this lifetime, but certainly knowing this can help us on that path, I yeah. believe. And so when we come back, I'd like to talk a little bit more about this. And I don't know, do you share the Ho'oponopono, or do you invite people to come to the workshops and prepare them before you do share?
I can give you some examples. They are so easy that they will not believe me.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Ihaleakala says, I don't know how to complicate it, so you will believe me.
No, let's do that. Okay, then let's do that when we come back.
Sure.
And then we'll get into the zero frequency, which I'm fascinated by as well, just the concept of it in itself. So we are talking to Dame Mabel Katz, and I am enjoying this conversation and hope you are too. If you want to learn more about her, you can go to mabelkatz.com, spelled MabelKatz.com. Interestingly enough, she has a website called Peace Within is worldpeace.com. Peace Within is worldpeace.com. She has a couple others, and we'll give those to you when we get back here on Life Changes with Filippo.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen. And the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook, and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
This is Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O, and we are speaking with Mabel Katz, M-A-B-E-L-K-A-T-Z. That's mabelkatz.com, as we gave the website earlier. And before we get into the zero frequency, we're going to be talking more about Ho'oponopono. And if you go to ho'oponoponoway.com, and I will spell that, you can learn more about the work that Mabel does with that. H-O-O-P-O-N-O-P-O-N-O-way.com. Mabel, tell us more about that, or how easy is it?
Okay, so basically, if you want me to explain it from the scientific point of view, I'm not sure.
Is there a scientific?
No. Yeah. I'll tell you why. Because for many years I thought this, and I said, listen, I cannot explain it to you scientifically, but this works, you know. But one day, a doctor in Ecuador brought me a book, and he said, not only in this book is everything you taught us, but now you cannot say you don't have scientific proof. And this book was Dr. Jean Bolte Taylor, my stroke of insight. I don't know if you're familiar with her, but no. She's a brain scientist. And she had a stroke on the left side of her brain.
Yes.
Okay. So, how does she stop the left hemisphere? Because she realized this is the part of us that is always making stories, and it's always talking to us. You know, it's always going to the past or to the future, but it's never present. So she didn't take Ho'oponopono, but how does she stop the stories? How does she come back to present? By saying thank you, but no thank you, I'm not buying the stories anymore.
Mm-hmm.
In Ho'oponopono, we just say thank you. Yes, so the thoughts to the anxiety, to the depression, to a cancer, to anything, a headache. So because we say that what you resist persists. So the thank you or the I love you, when we use it in Ho'oponopono, is a way of stopping that left hemisphere, is coming back to the present, is giving permission to another part of us to help us, yes, to inspire us with the right move, with the right action, with the right decision. And it is a way, again, to be protected, guided. Because right now, we are just listening to a part of us that, again, is very arrogant and thinks it knows. So really, Ho'oponopono is 100% responsibility. I'm sorry, please forgive me for whatever is in me that created this or that attracted this. That is Ho'oponopono. It's taking responsibility and saying, I'm sorry, please forgive me. But with the years, Ho'oponopono got easier and easier because, have you noticed, time goes a little bit faster now. So right now, just by saying thank you, just by saying I love you, God knows it's like a passcode. Yes, it's like a key. So you don't need to repeat, I'm sorry, please forgive me, you know, I'm taking responsibility. None of that. You just can say thank you. And it's a way of showing the other cheek to your problems instead of resisting them. Yes, so it could be as easy as that, as saying thank you, as saying I love you. I mentioned something before about a light switch. And,
yes.
And even the thank you and I love you works exactly the same way as repeating light switch. Have you noticed that no matter who turns on the light in a room, the light comes on for everybody? It doesn't discriminate?
I like that analogy.
Exactly. So when I say thank you, it's like turning on the light. I'm turning it on for me. The era of sacrifice is gone. We came to save ourselves. We didn't come to save anybody. But on the way that I'm turning on the light for myself, as long as I'm turning on the light to save myself, guess what? I'm saving everybody. The things get erased from everybody. So 100% responsibility can set you free. I'm not talking about that we are guilty. We are talking about that we are responsible for the programs, the memory that are playing inside of us. And we have to stop talking to the screen. The screen cannot change. The monitor in the computer cannot do anything. You have to press that delete key. So the thank you and the I love you is just passcodes, you know, how to press the delete key that we all have.
Instead of talking to the monitor. Now this seems to tie in very well to what I have learned from you about zero frequency, right?
Yes. Well, you know, I created other seminars. One is that zero frequency, where I can give more. Ho'oponopono is a little bit esoteric, you know, and maybe too easy, too ridiculous, or weird for some people.
Yeah, it's too easy. Give us something harder.
Exactly. So zero frequency, I can talk more to the intellect, you know, give them, share more of what it helped me, again, to become a little bit more humble, to become a child again, you know, to accept more and to let go more. So in zero frequency, you know what I think, Filippo? I think that if we all do what we love, not only we would all have money, we wouldn't have any problem with money, but also we would be so busy having fun that we wouldn't think about killing or hurting anybody. I think that that's the key also for peace on earth, that we start trusting ourselves, that we discover who we are, what are our passions, what is it that we would do even if we don't get paid because we love it. And then give permission to ourselves to make money with that, with what is easy, what we love. Because that's what we came to do, to use our natural talents, not what we learn at school or what we learn in the university. See, we go to the university for the wrong reasons. We go to university to be somebody, yes? Or because when I will have the title, then I will make money. We go to the university for the wrong reasons. Wouldn't it be better to know who I am first, what I love to do, and then go to the university because I want to really learn this that I love and be good at it? So that's for me zero frequency. When you do what you love, you are at zero. You are present. You are in that flow that takes you to the right place at the right time with the right people. I mean, it is incredible how the universe works. But we have to allow it to work for us.
Yeah, I don't know. That sounds too easy, too, doing what we love.
Filippo, you said something before that I have to correct you. I'm sorry. You said, well, I don't know if in this lifetime. Filippo, these are amazing times. This is our time. This lifetime is one that we can correct all our errors. We have an amazing opportunity, but we are engaging with everything that happens to us. We are wasting time engaging, thinking, manipulating, controlling. We have to become children again. We can do it. I really believe we are going to see peace in the Middle East in this lifetime. I know that. But we have to let go. We have to let go of the known. You know, let go of what we learned. You know, we need to relearn. We need to reprogram ourselves.
I like that. Thank you for correcting me.
Yeah, because really, it is possible.
You know what? I'm learning that every day. That more is possible than I even knew, and yes, the more I let go, it's surprisingly just how much more is even more possible.
Yes, you know the same thing, Filippo. When people ask me about goals or you know setting goals and things like that, and when people I tell them that I don't set goals, they look at me like I'm crazy. You know, somebody interviewed me in Spain and says, you are telling me, Mabel, that at the beginning of the year you don't set goals? And I say, would you forgive me? I don't. Because you know, you know, yeah, but you know why, Filippo? Because I wouldn't, if I would have put goals, I wouldn't have asked for a quarter of what I have. It wouldn't even pass my mind that it was possible. So always God has more in store for us than we can imagine. But we have to give trust and give permission.
I like that, actually. And we have more in store for our audience than they can imagine. But they're going to have to wait until we come back with our guest, Mabel Katz, right after this.
Thank you.
Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's LOUISEASHBY.org or telephone 323-592-3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org or telephone 323-592-3181. Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
And we're back. And Mabel, I know now that you are going to be back in Los Angeles in just a couple days, and a couple days after that, after you've had a couple days to rest, I hope you give me a call so we can play together here in Los Angeles.
But I would love that. I would love that. I really want to meet you.
As far as everybody else is concerned, they can play with you too, actually. You have seminars and workshops all over the place, and I know that you have one coming up in March that is a really big one with so many of my friends, Barnett Payne, and the list goes on, Cynthia Kersey, et cetera, et cetera. So that, if you want to know more about that, because Mabel's going to be there, if you want to know more about that, you could go to renewyousuperseminar.com. That's renew, the letter U, and then superseminar.com. The dates are February 28th. Through March 2nd. Mabel, what will you be talking about there?
Well, I definitely will talk about Ho'oponopono, but I want to really highlight, like you said, there are so many great people. John Gray, Marsha Martin, Janet Atwood, Don Jose Ruiz, Don Miguel's son, Marsha Wither. I mean, amazing people. Amazing people, Ray Blanchard. I mean, we created this. Renew You was something that I had done in the past. And then I joined Cora Sanchez and Ray Blanchard in this super seminar, huge events that they put together. And the idea was to get together with not only renewing us during those 3 days, but committing during those 3 days to change our communities. You know, because when you change, you can really make a change in your family, your community, in your country. And the idea is to get together and really commit to what is the change that we are going to do. And there will be committees and there will be leaders to guide us on the next steps. So this will be an amazing, amazing weekend. And the most amazing thing is that we are leaving a $97 price for the 3 days, but it's for a limited time. So I want to encourage your audience that if they feel attracted to this, and I highly, highly, highly recommend it, for $97 to be able to listen to all these speakers and to get so much information and to get so much, you know, inspiration and motivation, I mean, doesn't happen every day. So I highly recommend to really act fast and reserve your place.
Okay. That is something that you will see me there too.
There you go. There you go. We would love to have you, Filippo.
I look forward to that as well.
That's beautiful.
You know, we have just a few minutes left together, and truly, this has been fun. And I have to say that the analogy that comes to mind is as if we were two children playing together, but more so than playing, discovering.
Yes, yes, because, you know, when two minds like this get together, I mean, you get higher. Yes, you help each other to even bring more inspiration. Mm-hmm. That's why it's so important who you are with, yes, or around with, because you want to. There are people in your life that are no good anymore, you know, and you hold on to them because of fear or things like that. And you have to be willing to open up, you know, to new ideas, to new ways of seeing things, new philosophies, because I think we are all in the same search. We are all looking for happiness and we are all looking for peace.
And Mabel, I think that's actually a really important point. And what do we say to those people, whether we say it to them or to their higher self? We say what, we love you or I love you.
Exactly. Exactly. We say, thank you. I love you. Thank you for being in my life. You know, thank you for the opportunity. We say all this mentally, Filippo. Okay. So it's not that you have to feel it or anything. It's just, again, it's just like a passcode. So that is the idea. You want to attract the right people. Like, for example, this weekend, February 28th through March 2nd in Los Angeles, you know, let go of, you know, pass on an opportunity like this where you can get so much inspiration, where you can get together with people like you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know that you can find new friends. You can make new relationships and new alliances. I think it is important that we don't pass on these kind of things when they present. Mm. And then, you know, I just say, thank you, I love you. I said, if I have to be there, I'm going to be there, yes? Or sometimes it's about saying thank you and getting in the motion of going and signing up and don't think about it.
Mm.
You know, Osho says, if you see a snake, you jump or you think?
What do I do? I'm... You're gonna
hopefully
make
your jump.
You're gonna make me tell my whole audience that I'm gonna jump, and I'm gonna jump.
Well, but think about it. Life is about jumping. You know, an opportunity like this comes. You have to jump. You don't have time to think because by the time you think, the snake bites you. You understand what I mean?
Right.
Life is about that. You have to move. You have to do what it feels good. Know what it is good. Or what you learn that is right. You understand what I mean? We have to pay more attention what it feels right for us.
Well, Mabel, I know that when the opportunity came up for us to have you on the show, I jumped.
And I jumped too.
I didn't think.
Good. Me, and I didn't think either. I'm here.
Yes, you are, and so am I, and I am so glad that we've been here together. And I do want to remind people that you also do have books. Is there one book in particular that you want to take one moment to talk about, and people can go to mabelkatz.com? And
yes, and we have to tell them that I also prepare a gift for your audience too, yes?
You did?
But yes, they can go to mabelkatz.com/free gift.
Oh.
And there is a teleclass about money that I know people love money. So they will know how to apply it, you know, when it comes to money.
Okay. Well,
so mabelcas.com/free gift. And you can claim your gift there.
That's nice. I'll go there myself.
There you go.
mabelcas.com/free gift.
So, okay. You know, my favorite, all my books, you can read testimonies and everything, but my favorite is my children's book. I'm very proud of it. It comes with a CD. I also say it's for children 3 to 100 years old. Mm-hmm. And it's all the messages that I, because before I didn't believe in anything of what I shared tonight with you. Mm. So I found out a lot of things that had helped me and that had changed my life. And that's what I share in that book, and especially on that CD, where I can extend a little bit more on the messages. And, you know, kids sleep with the book. They take it on vacation with them. Mm. They said they sleep better. I tell parents or grandparents, they even buy it for themselves, not for their grandchildren. But if they buy it for the grandchildren, I tell them, don't tell them that they have to sit down and listen. Just put the CDs in the background, because the subconscious mind never sleeps. Mm. So what you want is the subconscious to listen to these messages. Mm. It is really like unlearning so that you can relearn.
Mm. Well, that sounds wonderful, and you sound and are wonderful, and I look forward to connecting even more. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Filippo. Thank you so much for this opportunity. Thank you for jumping.
And you too. And we will jump together again real soon. In the meantime, I want to thank all of our audience for jumping in and playing with us together here with our guest Mabel Katz and myself. A big shout out to all of you who are part of our family and a growing family. A big thank you to Dorothy Donahue for bringing you, Mabel Katz, as our guest.
Thank you, Dorothy. Wonderful. Thank you.
And I am Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you all that as your life changes, and mine too, but we're here for you. We're here for each other. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network, and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.